Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, June 2nd, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Bloomberg sources say Amazon began talks with U.S. wireless carriers about potentially offering low-cost or free mobile phone service to Prime subscribers. Carriers in talks include Verizon, T-Mobile, and Dish, with discounted pricing potentially at $10 a month. This comes as consumer intelligence research partners found Amazon had 167 million Prime subscribers in the U.S. as of March, with flat growth on the year. Last month, the news app Artifact launched a feature to let users flag clickbait articles. Now, the company introduced a feature that will rewrite a flagged article's headline with a GPT-4 model, as well as show a star icon to indicate the change. Right now, Artifact will manually review flagged articles before rewriting the headline. It's also working on a system to automatically detect clickbait and rewrite headlines. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg posted on Instagram that a Quest 3 VR headset will come out this autumn. A 128GB version will cost $499.99. Zuck said the Quest 3 will be 40% lighter than the Quest 2 and run on a newer Snapdragon chip, offering twice the graphics performance. Your old Quest 2 games will run on the Quest 3 too. And the Quest 2 will remain available, now with a price starting at $299.99, again, and a performance boost coming with a firmware update. Meta will share more details at its Connect event, September 27th. Raspberry Pi CEO Eben Upton said the company expects to ramp up production of Raspberry Pi products up to 1 million a month in July, which it will maintain until it clears the consumer backlog. This comes after the company shipped 800,000 units in all of Q1, which Upton called its worst quarter since 2015. The company is working with Sony on this, which began stockpiling non-silicon elements needed for Pi production. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports Apple is in discussions to open, relocate, or remodel up to 53 Apple stores over the next 4 years, with 40% planned for the Asia-Pacific region. Apple currently operates over 520 retail stores across 26 countries. WordPress.com launched its newsletter offering back in December, and now it's adding monetization options. Newsletters now support paid subscriptions and premium content. Users can use this feature to either send out just newsletter content or automatically send out blog posts through email. All newsletter features are available to any WordPress.com blog, even free ones, but paid plans will have lower transaction fees on newsletter subscriptions, including 0% on the highest commerce tier. Progress Software disclosed it discovered a vulnerability in its MoveIt Transfer managed file transfer software, which could allow for unauthorized access to a file environment. Several security firms, including Mandiant, said they saw evidence of data exfiltration at multiple victims. It appears malicious actors began scanning for the utility on March 3rd. Patches are available. Motorola officially announced its new Razr foldable phones. The Razr Plus will launch on June 23rd for $999, offering a 3.6-inch 144Hz OLED screen when folded closed. It's on the outside. You can run full apps on that screen and includes a usable keyboard. It uses Qualcomm's 2022 flagship SoC, doesn't leave a gap when it's closed, and it's IP52 water and dust repellent. There's also a standard Razr, offering a smaller 1.5-inch screen when closed and uses a mid-range Qualcomm SoC, although there's no word on pricing or release date for that. AMC announced that its AMC Theaters On Demand app will be replaced by Fandango's Vudu, which becomes the official streaming destination for AMC Theater patrons. Users of AMC Theaters On Demand have until August 31st to transfer their movie collections to Vudu. Twitter's head of trust and safety, Ella Irwin, announced she resigned from the company. She joined Twitter in June 2022, succeeding Yoel Roth in November. No word on who will step into the role. Microsoft updated the free version of Teams included with Windows 11 to support its Communities feature, letting users create and manage focused groups. Before now, this was only available on mobile, although Microsoft plans to eventually bring it to Windows 10, macOS, and the web as well. This version of Teams also adds Microsoft Designer integration, which lets users create media assets from text prompts. According to an analysis by the executive coaching firm Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, in the first 5 months of 2023, the U.S. tech sector saw roughly 136,800 layoffs, more than any full year since 2001, which saw about 168,400. Tech company layoffs accounted for 32% of all U.S. job cuts this year. Google rolled out a feature to most U.S. accounts that will allow users to run a one-off scan to see if their email address is listed on dark websites. This isn't a new feature, but it had been limited to Google One subscribers before now. And finally, the Danish artist Bjorn Carmen created the Paragraphica, a context-to-image camera that uses location data and a few other prompts to capture an image, no lens required. The camera collects location data from open APIs to generate a paragraph that a generative model uses to produce the image. The camera has three dials to influence the focal length and film grain of the image, as well as how closely the model will follow the prompt. Carmen has no plans to produce a consumer version, but there is an online simulation available. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.